Good morning, kings and queens. How are you this morning? Today is September 24. It's Throwback Thursday, playing a little throwback music in the background. You just tuned in to your girl, DJ Lala, and this is DJ Lala and the fam giving it to you straight with no chaser, music, life, and all that other good ish. So I got a question for you guys. I may have two. I don't know. I hope you had your pick-me-ups this morning. I hope you were able to wake up to a good start this morning, have your pick-me-ups, you know, whatever you need to, you know, get you up, get you energized and out that door, whatever that is for you. I ain't judging. Y'all remember this song, honey? TLC, Red Light Special. Woo! Anyway, how are you this morning, kings and queens? I hope you're having a good day so far. I hope you had a good night last night. I hope you got enough sleep. If you didn't, you can make up for it tonight, whatever you was doing, okay? Hope you have a great day today, which you will, because we woke up to see another beautiful day that God has made. Got a couple of things for you. I do. We're going to talk about a situation that I saw. And then I'm going to actually, I got two things to ask you. But I'm going to give my little inspirational note for you this morning. Never lose sight to who you are. Okay? That's just super facts. Never lose sight to who you are, no matter what situation you're going through. No matter, you know, even if you're climbing to the top and you're moving forward, you know, just never lose sight to who you are. Don't let other people's behavior and attitude change who you are. Just because they got issues and they don't know that they have issues, or they do know and they don't care, you know, don't let that rub off on you, you know? So that's my little inspirational note for today. Like I said, we're going to talk about a couple of things. I don't know how many times I can talk about this. There are so many people out there who are so nasty. Like I told you the other day, they'll just dump their garbage on you, or they think they dump any garbage on you. So you got to learn how to just, you know, I've learned a long time ago. It is what it is. You got to just learn how to, you know, be like, whatever. And that's the only thing you can do. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really, it's not, there's only so much you can do, so much nicey that you could be to people. You know, if people don't want to change, if people don't realize that they're being nasty or they're being a certain way, there's nothing you could do if they don't realize it and want to change. You feel me? But trust and believe, it will come back on them. So that's not for you to worry about. So I actually got two questions for you and comments. So we're not going to get into any trending topics today. But I saw something on social media about Erica Mena and Safari. Y'all know who Safari is. He dated Nicki Minaj for about 13 years. They dated for a very long time. You know that they were the love of each other's lives for a long time. I think maybe it was like 15 years. It's like 10 or 15 years where Safari and Nicki Minaj was together. But they broke up, and but they gave a bunch of reasons why they, you know, broke up. But all in all, I heard the last reason was because they weren't seeing eye to eye and it was arguing a lot. That does take a toll on a relationship if you're not getting along, if you can't see eye to eye, if you can't talk to your partner, you know what I'm saying? And let your hair down and be comfortable to talk about anything with your partner. It's not going to work. You got to have that spark, that connection. You got to be, like I tell you all the time, physically attracted, emotionally connected. You know, you got to have that I'm in love with the person. You feel me? Uh-oh. I'll be there. I got my singing voice on this morning. I'm just, you know, talking, singing. You know, you don't want to put no effort. So anyway, so whatever the case, you know, they moved on and they found, you know, other people. But honestly, okay, Nikki did get married to, what's his name, Kenny. She said she knew him since high school or whatever, and, you know, and all of that. But they have, she's pregnant, Nicki Minaj. I don't know, like, when she's due. But, of course, Safari met Erica, and they had a baby. And, you know what? I felt like you could see that connection between Safari and Nicki Minaj. I mean, when they were together. Safari wears his heart on his sleeve. He falls in love fast. But I kind of felt like when he got with Erica, like, I don't know. It just didn't feel, I don't know, like it did when he was with Nicki. When he was with Nicki Minaj, it was like you could feel their connection. You could see it. You know how you see couples, you don't see it a lot. You know, barely. You see couples, they look like they're in love or they like each other. You feel me? That's how they look. But when Nicki got her new man, it just didn't look like, I don't know, the same. And then when Safari got with Erica, it just looked like they were just choosing people. You feel me? Not to be lonely. And that's not, I'm not saying that was the case, but that's not a good, you know, reason. You know, I know people don't like to be, you know, lonely, but hell, I'll be freaking lonely before I just select anybody walking down the street and be like, you know what? He all right, you know, he don't look that bad. Let me see what he working with. You know, nah, you got to get to know people. You got to have that connection, that bond. You got to have something. I know for me, I can't just be with anybody just to be with somebody because I want to be alone. I do a lot of great things by myself, you feel me? You know, I'm not, you know, you got to be selective. Like, you can be picky when you need, you know what I'm saying? When you're choosing your partner, yes, you have a right to be a little picky. You remember this song? Y'all remember being at the party, at the club, the DJ dropped this song. Y'all getting y'all body roll on. You're getting your slow motion on. Yes. Y'all men up against the wall, like y'all afraid to dance and ish, doing your little two-step. Y'all didn't even know what he was talking about. That happens a lot with reggae songs. You know, all you know is it sounds good, but you don't know what the hell he's talking about. But all you know is you like the song, and it, you know, get you in a mood, get you in your groove, or whatever you want to call it. But that's funny. Oh, I used to hate that. Oh my gosh. And even now, as a female, when you go out, it's like I hate when guys, when they grab your arm. If you tap your, you know, a female's arm, that's fine. But I hate them dudes that be grabbing on you, being aggressive. Be like, hey, like you some piece of meat or some ish. I can't stand that. It's like, what you grabbing on me for? That pisses me off. Now, that makes me mad. Now, you know I'm never rude to any man. You know, I have a little conversation, light conversation, friendly conversation, okay? Let's not get it twisted, okay? I'm nice, baby. No, I won't get it twisted. But, yeah, I hate when men just grab on you, especially when they asking you to dance. It's like, come on. Or they don't even ask you no more. They just start coming up on you, grinding on you, even it could be your side. I'm like, Negro, what are you doing? They don't even ask you, you got a man, you got a husband, you got a nothing. They just, whatever. They don't even care these days. And half the people out here not even wearing their rings anyway, so you don't even know if they married or not or whatever. Or they don't even tell you. Here in New York, they got no shame in their game. The dudes here, they'll tell you, yo, I'm married, but I can't stand her ass. Or they'll tell you I'm separate. They'll tell you right up front. They'll put it all their ish out on Front Street. They'll tell you right then and there, like, yo, I got a girl. Or I mean, at least they'll tell you. And then you got a choice. you feel me, on what you need to do. But that's how the dudes are here, and I like that honesty, that like put it up front, you know. But you do have some dudes, I'm not saying it's every man here, but it's most of them. But you do have the ones that play games and be like, nah, I'm single, or I ain't talking to nobody, or it's only you, boo. And the next thing you know, you see them with mad girls on social media trying to flirt and sliding people DMs and stuff. I mean, that happened all over the world, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, I'd rather have an upfront person, you know, that just does a thing for me. People being honest and upfront, you feel me? Because I'm that way. You know, I don't sugarcoat stuff. I don't, what you see is what you get. You're not gonna, you know, be with me and then years later, you be like, damn, I didn't know she was like that. No. You ain't gonna get that. What you see is what you get. If I don't like something, I tell you I don't like it. You know, but there is a time and a place for everything. I ain't gonna, you know, bring something up when it's a bad time for you. But I will eventually tell you, and it will be soon. It will not be like, you know, mad late. But anyway, I just want to tell y'all that. Yeah, I can't. What is it with you? What you men doing that when you like? I mean, you gotta be so aggressive, grabbing a woman's arm, like, you know, like, yo, you know, you wanna. Let me talk to you. And then when you, oh, I hate them dudes that when you say, you know, I'm busy, or, you know, I got a man, or, you know, you, and I be saying it nice. You feel me? There's some women out there, they be like, get away from me, or, what? You know what I mean? I don't do that. I be nice about it. And for the most part, when you nice about it, you know, they be like, all right, then, you still beautiful. That's what I usually get. But there have been a couple of times of like, fuck you then. And I'm like, fuck you then. Like, like, why you gotta be so damn rude? It is what it is. Bad timing, bro. Like, got somebody, yo. Like, what's your problem? Why you gotta be so rude? But anyway, that brought me back. You know, I gotta have some throwback Thursday moments, because it's throwback Thursday. Now, let's get back to what we're talking about. Erica, Mena, and Safari. What we heard was what the tea is. I hate that, spilling a tea. I don't like that, but it is what it is. That's what they call it. The tea is. So a lot of fans were blasting Erica Mena and Safari for unfollowing each other on social media. It seems that her and Safari may be facing trouble in paradise, as that's what social media is getting, but it may or may not be true, because they unfollowed each other. A lot of people had a problem with that because they were following each other and they felt like maybe they're having trouble in paradise. They were just saying how they were sharing a cute couple pic of each other and celebrating the first wedding anniversary less than 3 days ago, and now they're unfollowing each other on IG. Okay? So... So, to add more fuel to the flame, Mena and Samuels, Erica and Safari, have deleted their sweet anniversary post to each other. The 32-year-old model wrote an alluding message that had... it was on her... It was a message on her IG page Monday evening. And I think that was, what, on the 20th? Yeah, I think on the 21st. That read, I'm really a solid bitch. So it's never my loss. Ever, ever. Then she also shared a photo of her and Safari's daughter and her teenage son on vacation that she had from a previous relationship. And she added in the caption, my kids, this is what my life is about. Priorities be really effed up for some people. Bless, I'm not one of those idiots. And she was on vacation with her kids, not Safari. But I do remember during the show that when they were on Love & Hip Hop, that she did have a problem, especially when she was pregnant. They looked like they was having fun, but he had some shows that he wanted to do. So he said he needed to make money and he wanted to, you know, and to call him whenever things went down, and he would fly straight out if, you know, she went into labor early or whatever the case may be. But she got mad and said, your priorities need to be straight. So I remember that part. So I don't know if it has something to do with him working or, you know. And I wouldn't have a problem with that. It's if he's trying to make money and, you know, you're not, you know, I don't know if she has any endorsement deals or, you know, I don't know if they're on Love & Hip Hop anymore. They're going to be on the New York one or whatever the case may be. But if that's your only problem, I mean, I really don't know. We don't know. We don't know what's going on in their house. You really don't know what goes on in people's homes. So you can't really judge and decide for them. You know, only you know what makes you happy and what works for you and what doesn't for you anymore. So my question to you is, should you really be following each other on social media anyway? And not that you need to be hiding anything, but I mean, if you got the kind of partner that's not jealous like that, you feel me, or they're not like creeping like that on your page, then maybe it's not an issue. But you just got to know your partner when it comes to everything, not just social media. I feel that, you know, especially being celebrities or, you know what I mean? It all depends, you know. Even if you're not, sometimes it can be trouble, social media. You know, you could have where something can be totally innocent with your man. And so I've experienced that. And where you have some females, they being thirsty and they doing the most. And, you know, and he may not say anything, and then they keep on doing it, and you're like, well, why, you know what I mean? You're thinking to yourself, like, not me. I'm not going to be, like, getting on his, you know, on his case, blah, 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 because, I mean, it depends on who your man is. If you have that kind of man where you always got to wonder what he's doing and being sneaky and, you know, he give you a reason, then yeah. But if you don't have that kind of man where you have nothing to worry about and you just got these thirsty girl, and I got to watch my mouth, these thirsty chicks who always like doing the most, and it could be draining, you know, and it could be trouble in paradise. It could kind of, you know, dampen your relationship sometimes. I mean, if you let it. But I mean, if you at the same time, if your man or female can give you the assurance that, you know, it just ain't, you know, this happened all the time. If you ain't being sneaky here, look what happened. Like, a woman like me, if somebody putting something weird or, you know, they being flirty or whatever, and let's just say I'm going through my Facebook or whatever, and my man at the time, I'm be like, oh, you know, I'm going to be looking at what's on there. I ain't going to be turning my phone trying to hide. I'm like, look, you see this? This dude crazy or whatever. You know, you got to, like, kind of make people feel comfortable that you ain't that type, you know, you ain't that type of woman and you ain't that type of dude. You know, you feel me? I don't know. I just feel like social media, I don't know if unfollowing each other, if that really, a lot of people feel like, oh, what you got to hide? So that's my question to you. Should you follow your significant other on social media? If you unfollow them, does that mean you're hiding something? Or if it just means that you just don't want any trouble? Some men, they just delete their social media. They don't have it because they don't want no problems, which I can respect that, because there's a lot of ish on there and it's a lot of stuff on there that people be doing. I mean, they really, really, really be doing the most. So that's one of my questions. Another thing that I had that I saw a post that somebody put, they had said, it read, if a wife give her husband, and that could go both ways, if a girl gives her man good sex, good food, and peace at home, will the husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend still cheat? So I'm going to read it again. If your significant other gives you good sex, good food, no arguments, you on the same page, good connection, and peace at home, give you your time, will they still cheat? It all depends on who you're with. Because you could be the most beautiful woman in the world, the most handsomest man in the world, does everything. Or think you do everything. That's another thing. You can think you do everything and think you're doing everything to please your partner, and you don't have that communication to talk to your partner to know whether you're doing everything or not, and then they may cheat. Then you have people who they do everything for their partner and they try their best. Like a woman like me, I'm going to try to give you that king treatment. I'm going to ask you, is everything okay? You know, how you feeling today? You know, did I do something to make you sad? Not to be like, you know, be a little puppy or nothing like that. It's just because I care about the person that I that I choose, I'm saying select, like I'm selecting some chips out of the machine or something. Well, I mean, basically, anyway, I feel like you gotta check up on your partner. You gotta be like, you all right? Everything good today? You know, you gotta care about her or his feelings, especially these men out here. You know, they don't talk. They don't express their feelings. You know, they could go around looking like they having a good day every air day. They happy. Things look okay. Things are good. Hell no. They crying and dying on inside, but they don't want to cry. You know, they don't want to look soft in front of you. So you got to check up on these men. You got to ask them, is everything okay? Is there something I could do? I'm that kind of a woman. I do that. I look at people's expressions. I dissect, not dissect everything they say, but I just kind of, I pay attention. You have to pay attention to your partner. And if you don't, then you don't need to be with them. I mean, you can't be nice to somebody. One is a difference, being nice and paying attention. You know, if you married and your wife pay attention to you every other week, like, it don't work like that. You made a commitment. And even in a relationship, you chose the person. You know, that now you took on somebody. Now you got to, like, kind of, you know, work it out. You got to, not work it out. You got to work at it. You got to work at a relationship. If you don't work at a relationship every single day, then you don't want it. It can't be whenever you feel like it. It can't. We get tired. Things happen. I understand that. That's normal. That's regular. You know, but when you take on another person in a relationship, now it's your duty to balance it out. You got to balance out everything. People say they don't have time for ish. That's a lie. You got time for the gym. You got time to work out. You got time to be healthy. You got time. Let me tell you, you make time for what you want to make time for. Okay? Something that you like, if it come out next week, you going to remember that it come out next week. You going to make the effort to get it next week. You feel me? So a lot of people, they, you know, so you got to balance it out. You got to make time for everything. So that's my second question. And, I feel like if you do all that you can do and you pay attention, I feel like the man won't cheat, but then you got some men out there. It don't matter what you do. They just got a problem and they woman crazy and they will cheat. And that's on them. You know, that's their loss. Pass the crown, pass the torch, you know what I mean? So hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. I'm giving my shout out. Shout out to the hottest and the best DJ in the New York metro area, DJ Junes. Check him out at DJ Junes Entertainment. He's on SoundCloud, YouTube, and a Facebook page, DJ Junes Entertainment. He has a lot of mixes and a lot of things on there, videos for you to enjoy. Shout out to DJ Mike Kane in the Boston area. He has imageimpressions.com and he does apparel. He does a lot of things, multitask. Shout out to DJ Mike Kane already. DJ K Solo in the DMV area. I'm trying to do his thing. Shout out to who else? Oh my god. He gonna kill me. DJ X-Ray T in the ATL. I'm trying to think right now, laying on the spot. Shout out to L&L Catering All Events. Shout out to Halima at Delightful Desserts. Check her out on IG. You can order from no matter where you are. She's good at, you know, what she does. She travels. So shout out to her. Shout out to Harvey Champagne with that new music out. Shout out to my sis B. Shout out to my homegirl Cece, always checking on me, and my homegirl Talia, always checking on me. Shout out to my sis Miranda, always checking on me. Shout out to Miss Riri. Shout out to Jazz, Patricia, and Ty. Shout out to the homie, my sis Jazz. Shout out to my homeboy E, protecting and serving in the New York metro area. Shout out to my cousin O, working hard. We're going to call him Mr. Spontaneous. Cause I know how it is because I'm a spontaneous person too. Shout out to, and creative. Shout out to my homeboy Jamie B in the DMV. Shout out to everyone who listens and to my Anchor family. Shout out to the Guru. Shout out to Devin Michael Porter. He has an apparel line on IG, Action Words. Shout out to Brazzy four times. Shout out to Slack Poppy doing his thing with the videos and the apparel, and you know, he's just dope. Check him out on IG and SoundCloud and iTunes. He is very, very talented. Love his stuff. Love your ish. So it's Throwback Thursday. Want to get on some throwback music for you guys, and hope you have a good day. don't know what my days are. It's just going by so fast. I hope you have a good day. Do me a favor. Love, live, and laugh. Don't forget to work on your list of happiness. And happy Thursday. Thank you for the support, because y'all know I'm a big supporter. I support as well. Hit me up. Let me know your thoughts. Have a great day. Love, live, and laugh.